Dear Chicago. Drove to Indiana.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Ralph Fiennes.
Oh, hi, Ralph Fiennes. How's your brother?
Real fine. Good.
Real fine. You are stupid. So stupid.
It's so stupid.
So this is the last 15-minute show we're going to do. So
for now.
What else we got to talk about? Did anybody else give us ideas?
No.
All right. So we're gonna reach into the conversation piece book.
Actually, before you do that, I feel like I'm talking away from the mic. You need to tell me about that story you're going to tell me in the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
So this girl wanted to gather some followers on Twitter. So you know what she did?
Uh-huh.
She tweeted American Airlines and said, "My name is Abraham. I am from Afghanistan, and I'm going to do something really bad on June 1st.
Okay.
Oh, and she's a part of Al-Qaeda, is what she said. And so American Airlines tweeted back at her and said, "We take these threats seriously, and we've sent your IP address and your information to the, you know, Secret Service or the FBI. And then she came back, she goes, "Oh my God, no, I'm so sorry. I'm not a terrorist. I'm not from Afghanistan." And she kept going on and on. Oh, that's her?
Mexico.
Okay. And so, yeah, she did that to get followers.
How many followers does she end up with?
She has a lot.
The more important question.
I mean, she's an idiot.
Well, you know, I mean, like, do you, like...
Why are you stroking the microphone stand?
Because this is the only thing I get to stroke besides my cock.
That's about that round.
Mm. My cock. Please, it's like... It's like a 2x4.
Oh,
it's like wah, wah.
4x4.
Ooh,
ouch,
ow. That's a lot to carry.
That's pretty bad when you say ow.
All right. Anyway, so that's just stupid.
Yeah, no one does that. Right. You're an idiot, and you need to go to jail. You need to go stupid jail.
Well, I mean, why would you do something as salacious as that and not...
Excuse me, what?
Salacious. Ooh, you like that.
As salacious.
Not as salacious. As salacious.
Oh, as salacious.
Correct.
Okay.
Grammar by Foul
Monkeys.
Correct.
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 Correct. No, there's no T.
That's just fucking stupid. Why would you do that? And then not think that there's consequences. I love that they were... I love that American Airlines was like, "We take these threats real scurrious.
Real scurrious.
Yo ass is getting followed."
Scurrious is a mix between scary
and serious.
And serious.
Scurrious. Again, dictionary by Fumble Kids.
Dick.
Dictionary.
I want to see his dictionary.
For real. Wait, was that your personal or was that?
Yeah, this is my personal one.
Got it. Send that to me. Yes.
No. You can search my timeline.
Oh, thanks, bitch.
It will not involve American Airlines, though.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I should go on. Maybe I want more followers on Twitter and Foul Monkeys. Maybe I should do that.
Oh, God. That would be awful. So crazy.
Because it'd be coming to you.
Right. I'll tell you exactly what it said. Just one second. I need to bring it up.
That's just stupid. Why? Like, I don't get that. Why would anyone want to do it? Was she white?
Probably. Her name was Sarah. Her name is on Twitter, it's Queen Demetrix.
Fucking dumb.
At American Airlines. "Hello, my name's Ibrahim. And I'm from Afghanistan. I'm part of Al-Qaeda, and on June 1st, I'm going to do something really big."
Now, what if something happens on June 1st?
Bye. I know, right? American Airlines said, "Sarah, we take these threats very seriously. Your IP address and details will be forwarded to security and the FBI." Well, they meant security.
Right.
And she said, "Oh my God, I was kidding. Oh, I'm so scared. I'm sorry. I'm so scared now. I was joking, and it was my friend, not me. Take her IP address and not mine. I was kidding. Please don't. I'm just a girl, please. And I'm not even from Afghanistan."
Like, that's going to make a world of a difference when they come knocking down the door on your ass. Right. I don't care if you're white, you're black, clearly not green. From
Afghanistan because, bitch, you're in America.
I mean, that's just crazy. Why would they do that? Did you do that? Did you set that up?
Yes. You got me. Got me. Wah, wah. That's an idiot right there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. So we're going to go to the conversation piece book that I believe a listener sent to me. I don't can't remember what listener.
Apparently there's math in the back.
There is math because I think we were trying to figure out how many we had to do and like a certain
division. Yeah. I found monkeys.
Which clearly the equation was not finished. Oh, no, it was.
It was figured out.
So let's make a choice here.
Mm-hmm. We're down to 14 minutes here, lady. I'm sorry, we're down to 10 minutes.
What for you, Roger?
Okay. I'm sorry, Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph, what for you, Ralph Fiennes, would have been the most discouraging aspect of living in the 1800s?
Technology. Two totally different directions. I mean, twinsies. If I found monkeys.
I think he's gonna have having to use oil lamps would be like one of the big ones.
Ew.
And depending on if you lived in Florida, the heat, no air conditioning. Like, what the fuck?
Was Florida even around at that time?
Yeah, it was a state.
Was it?
Let's look. History with foul monkeys. Let's see when history, when geography. Florida became a state.
Geography.
That's not geography. That's history.
Oh, it is history.
Geography is like.
Geographical history. Yeah. Ah, no. Bam, bitches. Mm. What up? Here, I'll ask you another one. Random. Round and round. No, we already did that. Round and round. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Keep on going.
Oh my god, I'm going. These are kind of funny because these are okay. If you could. Oh, okay.
1845.
Oh.
Bitch. So 1800s, whore.
Well, you
so
were.
So no air conditioning.
You weren't specific on what 1800s.
Oh. Whatever. Like they had air conditioning in any of those.
Right, exactly. Okay. Oh, if you had to describe your personality using a Native American name, what would it be?
Little Big Balls.
Wow. I would be
hi, me, Little Big Balls.
Stupid. Mine would be Weave Snatcher. Hi.
Hi.
I'm me? Weave Snatcher.
Weave Snatcher.
No, it has to be like a little big or tall, no. Short.
Tall
weave snatcher.
Tall weave short snatcher. Let's pick another one. One more. What time are we at? Okay. We're all familiar with the frequent flyer programs. Suppose there was a similar program reward you. What?
Oh, use your English.
Reading by Foul Monkeys. Let's skip that one.
Oh, you can't read it.
If you could bottle something in nature and sell it, what would you choose?
My semen.
Your autograph?
My autograph ink.
That's gross. I would do my blood.
Better.
One up.
Always a one upper. That's what your Indian name is, one upper.
tall, one upper.
Oh, is that like a, what is that? What's that southerner? Not the, what's his name? Southern Discomfort. Our friend, our mutual friend that we kind of don't like. Mouth from the South.
Oh, no, that's not, no, I have to take that out. It's not that I don't like him. I can't say that.
I don't like it. I said that I don't like him. Wink, wink.
Let's
just
see.
Just kidding. We love everyone.
Well, first, okay. If you were asked to make a top 10 list of the people you regard as the all-time greatest Americans, whom would rank first?
Oh.
Let's say it together. You ready? You think of your person, I'll think of my person, and then we'll say it together.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Of the greatest person?
Are you ready?
No.
Well, we need to make this quick. Right. We can't make we can't pause and make decisions.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
One, two, three. Oprah Jennifer Winfrey. Kennedy.
Oh. You said living?
They don't have to be dead or alive. It's
okay,
just
okay. John F. Kennedy. Apparently, I heard on the radio, I heard on Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla's podcast.
They still do that?
Yeah, I love them. He said that apparently John F. Kennedy Jr. had, President John F. Kennedy, had someone, like a young girl, suck another guy's cock in front of him.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe.
No, it wasn't Marilyn Monroe. He said that specifically. He said it was someone else. He had another young girl.
So he was into that.
And then he said that apparently he told a girl that if you don't do this, we're gonna
I'm not gonna marry you.
No. We're gonna let people know that you did this, and then you're gonna be the whore of the town. And that was like, whoa.
Is this before he was president?
No, while he was president.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wish it would have been me.
I know. Girl, I would have been like, give me that dick.
Give me that dick.
One more. Come on.
Okay.
Because we have three minutes. We don't have time for choosing.
Suppose you could be on vacation with pay for the entire summer.
Oh.
Oh my God. That would be heavenly.
Amazing.
Or European, because they always go on vacation the whole summer.
Right.
Also assume that someone offered to pay for any summer adventure you could imagine.
Okay.
Where would you choose to go and what would you do?
This is like a rhetorical question from the first podcast.
Wait, I don't think you used the right word.
Oh God.
It's a repeat question.
I said a repeat question.
Learn the words.
Fucking clown.
I would have someone pay for me to go to Mars. In one day.
Wait, you're not there yet?
No, never. And then I would dance on Mars and then come back and say, I won, bitches.
Hashtag, I won. I'm winning.
And that's really spelled I-J-U-A-N.
What?
I won.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. What'd you do?
I would probably go to Greenland or Antarctica.
You know where that is?
Yeah. Greenland is up there. Antarctica's down here.
If I gave you a map, would you be able to point out Greenland?
Yes. Really? It's like right in the middle. Like, I can even draw you the island.
Oh,
yeah, pull it up, bitch.
Okay. Yeah.
Try to challenge me.
Mm-hmm.
Challenges by foul monkeys. See this?
Challenging.
That's what we need to make a couple t-shirts and sell them on our website that say like la 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 by foul monkeys
or pink or brown.
Right.
So
this is President
John F. Kennedy, who watched a girl suck another guy off,
right,
and then spit in his face.
No, swallow girl.
Oh, okay.
Swallow girl.
And this is actually Ricky today.
Oh
yeah. Okay, we're gonna go
now. You're gonna say goodbye to Roger?
No
Mm-mm.
Good night. Good night, me.
Good night, me.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.